Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and our conversation today is with Anne Round, Chairman, U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. Anne, given the limited resources, how does CPSC select products or industries for review?
Well, first of all, we are a data-driven agency, and we have built an extensive system for gathering information about dangerous and defective products. And we use that system to tell us where to focus our investigations. We do spend a great deal of time looking at the safety of children's products, and about 40% of our budget goes to children's products because children are our most vulnerable and one of our most precious populations. We gather information extensively from all around the country, from a myriad of sources. We have a wonderful system called the NICE system, which gives us hospital emergency room injuries, product injuries, from all over the country every day. It's critical that we know what's happening. We work closely with coroners, so we unfortunately can hear about all the deaths. Furthermore, we have 80 investigators around the country who follow up on any incident or complaint. In fact, I say we're the only agency that still makes house calls. And of course, information from consumers is critical to us. We don't wait for injuries to pile up. I have a data meeting every month where my people take and mine the data, trying to cut it different ways so we can see what we have in that data and we can anticipate deaths and injuries. That's extremely important. But even one complaint from a consumer can lead to a product recall. Of course, we investigate it seriously. Somebody just doesn't call us. It could be a kook. You know, somebody just doesn't call us on the phone and we recall something. We do a serious investigation. We have our own laboratories. But even one complaint can trigger a recall.
Well, we know that you have a special investigative unit to investigate defective consumer products. Could you tell us about that and what they do?
I guess you're talking about Operation SOS. That's how we find online dangerous products. We started this special project called Operation SOS. It stands for Safe Online Shopping, and that's to find dangerous products before they are sold on the Internet. And our investigators go undercover. They use secure computers. They use credit cards that can't be traced back to the government and anonymous P.O. boxes. And they can find products for us that are being sold that are dangerous. We have done some recalls from this. Because products that are sold online have to have the same safety standards as those products that are sold in the bricks and mortar stores.
In 1998, the CPSC Fast Track Product Recall Program was a winner of the Harvard University Innovation in American Government Award Program. Could you tell us about the Fast Track Program?
Well, Fast Track is a marvelous program, and it came from staff in the commission. It was not a filtered down program. We very much get our information and our ideas from the staff who are right at the front lines doing the work. This was a great award. It even came with $100,000 from the Ford Foundation, who did it with Harvard. Fast Track is an innovation that gets products recalled faster. It encourages companies to come to us immediately when they learn of a product hazard. It cuts through the red tape and speeds up that recall process. With Fast Track, we can recall a product within 20 days or less instead of going through a whole extensive investigation. And you see, time is of the essence with a product that is out there that's dangerous because you absolutely need to get that off of store shelves and out of people's homes before people get injured or possibly killed.
What does CPSC do once a product has been recalled?
Well, after a product has been recalled, we will keep track of what percentage of the recalled products get returned, and we will see that if we don't think it's enough, we will encourage the company or work with the company to issue another recall. We make sure that we get around to as many people as possible. We have made major public relations efforts on recalls. We not only do the morning shows more often than I can imagine, nightly news, also, of course, newspapers. We've instituted something called a video news release that we do at the agency. When I got to that agency, quite honestly, they had one fax line in public affairs. The way they got their information out was what I call the paper airplane approach. Yeah, you make a little, take a press release, make a paper airplane of it, and float it through the outside window and hope it hits somebody on the head below. We do all these major efforts to get our information about recalls out. The video news release is something that goes out by satellite to local news shows all around the country. And we traditionally hit about 60 million people, viewers at a time, seeing this. So you can see getting our information out is crucial to us.
We know that CPSC has improved customer service through the hotline. Could you tell us about how that? Tell us about the hotline and the recent improvements.
Well, our hotline has been improved immeasurably. We have added a number of customer service reps, and our hotline handles about 300,000 calls a year. It is answered by the voice of James Earl Jones, who comes to work free of charge every day. And we have bilingual English, Spanish-speaking operators, of course. And we can also handle inquiries in 16 languages through a language bank of our employees. So our hotline has been a major connection with us and our customers, the consumers. But our website also is creeping up on our hotline as being something that's very valuable as a communications tool. Our website handles 3.7 million visitors last year. And in the year 2000, we had about 250,000 website visits a month, compared to 10,000 a month in 1996. Our website has become a wonderful interactive way of consumers both contacting us and getting our recall information.
What's the product safety circle?
Well, I can tell you a lot about this. The product safety circle is a way to help companies make safer products. We often deal with companies only after they've had to recall something. What we're trying to do is institute safety and to praise companies rather than to hit them over the head with a shovel. What we're trying to do is institute safety within their common work practices as part of their business practices so that we can head off problems before a recall occurs. And we have got more than 40 companies now, almost 50, and they've pledged to make safety an integral part of their business, to build safety into their products so they don't have to have a recall, save them money and the embarrassment of a recall, and make the world safer for consumers. Now, there are 10 principles, such as build safety into a product design or do product safety testing for all foreseeable hazards, or keep informed about and implement the latest developments in product safety. And this product safety circle has been very, very good. We're having a conference about it outside of Chicago in the end of June, where different companies will show all of their safety innovations. And we know this encourages other companies as well.
Does CPSC build partnerships with important corporations in other ways?
Well, that's been very, very important. When I first came to the CPSC, the business community thought I was going to want to regulate everything that moved since I'd come from the advocacy community. Well, that is certainly not the case. Partnerships with companies are extremely important. That's why most of our recalls are voluntary, why we've done 5-to-1 voluntary instead of mandatory regulations, because with limited resources and with time being of the essence, you don't want to end up in court at the end of the day. So we've worked very cooperatively with dozens of companies on partnerships as well with a common interest in safety. For instance, we have the safety expertise and they have the resources. It's a nice marriage. So, for example, Gerber has had a 6-year partnership with us on baby safety. We've worked with Amazon.com and eBay. They link with us to provide consumers warning about secondhand products. We've got a list as long as your arm of companies that we've worked well with.
It's time for a break. We'll be back in a few minutes with more of the Business of Government Hour and our conversation with Ann Brown.